Random pop-up storms each day, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Some towns get one, some towns don't. Not much change on Tuesday and Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. New amended health orders will allow more Alabama businesses to reopen over the Memorial Day weekend. Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement Thursday despite growing COVID-19 case numbers. Entertainment venues like theaters, casinos, bowling alleys, and arcades can now reopen. Youth sports practices can resume, and daycares and summer camps can open. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting at least 529 deaths related to coronavirus. 13,000 people have tested positive for the virus across the state, and more than 1,500 people have been hospitalized due to COVID-19 since March 13th. Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love is requesting nearly $87,000 more to make voting in the upcoming primary runoff safer for voters and election workers amid coronavirus concerns. And those are some of your local headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of...
Order takeout, use my card.
And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived, but I still have loads of discontinued models to liquidate. Save hundreds on hybrids, latex, memory foam, and plain old mattresses as I have to clear out over 50 models to make room for the new stuff. This sale is limited to stock, so hurry in for the best selection. We have many twin long mattresses in stock and adjustable bases on sale. All beds and headboards are also on sale. No interest financing is available with approved credit, and we offer delivery throughout Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman is a stocking dealer with three warehouses packed with inventory, so you can have a new mattress, bed, or adjustable base today. Voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store for 20 years on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
She was married to a renowned humanitarian, a doctor who was well known as a person who was dedicated to others in need. He had served his country as both a surgeon and a soldier. She was a sensitive and compassionate woman in her 40s living in Washington, D.C., a devoted mother of four who hated oppression and loathed conflict. And her heart was filled with distress as the nation began to drift towards war in those dark days of 1861. And when it came, brother against brother, north against south, she watched the troops marching by and she saw them singing those raucous drinking songs on their way to fight their enemy. And one day, as she was watching a parade of soldiers in D.C. with a visiting friend from Boston, where she had formerly lived, this friend, who was a pastor, turned to her and he said, "Why don't you write some decent words for that tune? Write some good words for our boys." And she promised she would. And the next morning, as she awoke early, waiting for the dawn, the desired poem began to write itself in her thoughts, and she arose at once, lest she forget it, and she wrote the verses down, she said, without really ever looking at the paper. The poem was in time sold to the Atlantic Monthly for $5, and sung to the tune of an old camp song, quickly became one of the most popular songs ever written, finding its way into almost every church hymnal and every collection of patriotic songs in our country. In everyone's mind, it seemed to be America's song. And it seemed to be that way because, as you hear it, it says it all. And at the height of that terrible war in 1863, a soloist sang that song at a patriotic rally in D.C. that was attended by President Lincoln. When the singer had finished, the audience erupted in thunderous applause, and it is said that Lincoln himself, with tears in his eyes, cried out, "Sing it again! Sing it again!" And again it was sung, and again, and again, and is sung even to this day. Her song gave courage and hope to a dispirited America, bringing renewed conviction and purpose to those on the battlefields and those hoping for their loved ones to come home. And when the war was finally over, this mother of four dedicated her time, her energy, and her considerable talents to a number of noble causes. She led a crusade to provide for the widows and orphan children of the long war, widows and orphans both of North and South. 5 years after the conflict ended, she organized women throughout the world in a noble effort to end war for all time. Her name, of course, as you probably know, is Julia Ward Howe, and her great song is known as the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and it far transcends the American Civil War and has been sung so many generations since. It has been sung and cherished in the hearts both North and South for so long, in the trenches of the Western Front in France in World War I, in North Africa and Italy in Okinawa in World War II, in the Bob Hope rallies and in the military hospitals, on VE Day and VJ Day and after 9/11. For it speaks of our holy God's purpose for this nation that we call, proudly I hope, America. And it reminds us why we honor and remember those both living and dead, who've been willing to offer the ultimate sacrifice on the altar of faith and freedom, and they've done it for us. Remember the words, the opening stanza? "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on."
Thank you. It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that. That was John Michael Van Dyke, my former rector of Christ Church, a good friend of mine. And he did that service, and the place was in tears. Wait till you hear some of the other ones he did. Let me go to the phones. Oh, by the way, 272-9228. We're going to do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket in about 20 minutes. And let me go to the phones and go to Charlie. Charlie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. It's been a minute. How you doing, bud?
Doing good.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, I got a little bit off what you've been talking about. One of them is about the Montgomery County, was it the county or the city of public schools, about the board members about abusing that money they had got a hold of. What was it, like $800,000 spending?
You're talking about the audit?
Yeah.
The money they lost?
16 or 18.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Have you heard anything? Has anybody started paying back on that,
One person is paying reparation. I'm not sure what one person they were going to arrest, but I never heard exactly what happened to either one of those.
Wow.
Well, I see there are five people, if I remember right.
You know, one that was minor was the principal made up the difference for the school championship rings, and right, that was taken care of pretty quickly. One had already been processed, like pled guilty. And then,
yeah, the one that was selling the stuff, that was a different thing.
And then the big one, the big kahuna, was $300,000 to fictitious vendors. I've not heard anything breaking on that, but he'll probably end up in prison.
Yeah, because they're talking about this will never happen again. I mean, that's fine, but these people need to pay up. And, you know, they got to go to jail or whatever. If we had done that, it'd been the same thing, you know? We would have gotten that. And my second question is, $2 billion that the government spent in the state of Alabama. Okay. I think Ivy would have pretty much discretion with that money. And you think Alabama's gonna blow this money like they usually do when they get something like this, or they're gonna be
thank goodness that she didn't fold to the House and Senate members that wanted control of the money. If they would have gotten control, it would have been pissed away. I don't use that kind of term often, but they basically, they got called out by the people, by the way. We talked about it on this show. Joey talked about it on his show. And the blowback was enormous, enormous. And particularly the ones that are up in North Alabama, they really, because... See, we know what's going on around here, right. And so our guys keep their nose clean. Up there, right. They think, well, out of sight, out of mind. Not so fast.
Well, Dan, I'm just so glad we got a show like you on radio. We can really hear the truth and all what's going on, man. You do a great job. I just love the show, you know?
Well, we really appreciate the kind words.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You have a good day, sir.
You too. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Where am I going to go here? We just have too much to cover here, don't we?
Always.
Speaking of me talking to the Attorney General, I want to thank Steve Marshall, the Attorney General of the great state of Alabama, for calling in today. It's an excellent interview. Let's listen to Andrew McCarthy, former U.S. Attorney, Southern District of New York, talking about the appeals court and Sullivan.
Federal appeals court directing the judge in the Michael Flynn case to respond to a motion to dismiss the charges against the former National Security Advisor. Judge Emmett Sullivan now has 10 days to explain his rationale for delaying a decision. Our next guest has a new op-ed out on the matter, writing, quote, Flynn judge must explain his astounding and offensive refusal to dismiss charges. Let's bring in that man. He's Andy McCarthy, former assistant U.S. attorney. I was told this motion by the appeals court was highly unusual. What do you think it means?
I think it means that the Court of Appeals is giving Judge Sullivan a face-saving, graceful way to get out of this on his own without the appellate court having to slap him down because there's simply no legal justification for what he's doing. And I think, hopefully, what the court is telling him is, you know, look, count to 10. We have to get our political disputes out of the courthouse. Your only job in this equation, whether you think Mike Flynn lied to you, whether you think he's guilty, whatever you think, Your job as the judge is to make sure Flynn gets due process. He didn't get due process here. And in any event, dismissing the case is the Justice Department's call, not the court's call.
Mm-hmm.
So stand down.
I like that. It's this is going to happen. The 10-day clock started yesterday, so we should see it somewhere about the 30th. I think that's a Saturday, and 31st is Sunday, so probably June the 1st. And I want to watch that. I want to watch him argue his own case out there. And I asked Steve Marshall, do you think he'll fold? And he kind of got into Emmett Sullivan's character, and he's not the kind of one, not the type to fold. Let's go to the phones, go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, happy Friday to you, man.
Happy Friday and good Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, good long weekend coming. You know, I'll tell you, Dan, it's a shame that we don't have a politician that we can trust not to just blow money when it comes in like that.
Yep.
You know, my thought, a politician, if he's going to run, let's just say a congressman, they ought to have to do it free, you know, not get paid, or either that or very low salary, you know, like everybody else, under 100,000. And then if they get reelected, then, you know, they start getting some good money in there or some benefits. But, you know, it's just a shame. Me and my 62 years seeing how our politicians have gone down.
That's interesting. So let me give that back to you here. So you're saying you run for the job and you get the job, and it's a low paying for your first term. So say you're a judge, right? Instead of $120,000, you're going to make $70,000. But
exactly.
Then if you get reelected, then you'll make the full amount.
That's right. Yeah.
That's an interesting proposition, Dom.
Yeah, and then you don't get the retirement benefits unless you get reelected. You know, and you can't go in and just get elected one time, come out and have, you know, your pocket full and your life taken care of. You know, you had to work for it.
That's an interesting proposition, Tom.
Hey, put me in that drawing, man.
You got to give me a month and day.
I did. Gave it to Joey, but it's Tom Dine 16.
Gotcha.
You're in,
and
Tom.
I'll call you back whenever I win, all right?
Okay. That's a deal, Tom. I like optimism.
Bye.
Okay, guys, we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to do another piece that was done by John Michael Van Dyke called Lay Me Down and Go to Sleep. Wait for this one, guys. You thought the other one was good? This one will pull at your heart, remembering those who gave it all. Dan Moore Show will be back after this.
Dan Morris Show. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm Barry Moore, and I want to represent you in Congress. We shut down the greatest economy the world had ever seen because of this coronavirus. Let's open our businesses back up, our factories, our restaurants, our salons, our movie theaters, most importantly, our places of worship. Just reopening this economy is not enough. We need to bring manufacturing back to America, where it belongs. American manufacturing means American jobs. It's a matter of national security. I'm Barry Moore, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Here at NAPA, we salute the frontliners going the extra mile to get us through these uncertain times. You remind us of what really keeps this country moving forward. It's not just parts and tools. It's people. And at NAPA, our people are proud to be part of your community. So if your vehicle experiences a bump in the road, just call your locally owned NAPA Auto Parts, Auto Care, or visit NapaOnline.com. Because NAPA knows how to safely support our communities.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Diana Poole was an Army nurse in Vietnam, saying that she wanted growing up to be a doctor, but the money was scarce, so she went to nursing school. And in 1966, there was an Army Nurse Corps recruiter came to talk to us in college. It was her senior year. All sounded so exciting, she said. I'd have the chance to travel. I'd be well paid. Most importantly, I was assured that I wouldn't have to go to Vietnam if I didn't want to. She said, so I signed up. At basic training, I was assigned to a hospital at the Presidio in San Francisco. And during my 2 years there, I received orders for Vietnam three times. The first two times, I said no. But then after a while, I began to realize that maybe my 2 years of nursing experience would probably be a huge asset. And I went, even though I really didn't want to. We landed at the Tan Son Nhut Air Base, and when the airplane door opened, I nearly fell backward, overwhelmed by the heat and the stench. Miles of barbed wire encompassed the hospital compound and a large adjoining airfield, along with acres of hot concrete, as hot as hell, it seemed. Suddenly, all my nursing experience of 2 years seemed terribly trivial. I thought I didn't know anything. And being 23 years old seemed very young. I was scared. But that time, there was no turning back. Because I was a captain, I was made head nurse on the orthopedic ward, which primarily held soldiers with traumatic amputations. I took my role very seriously as a nurse and had a reputation for strictness. Being a nurse in the States for 2 years did not prepare me at all for Vietnam. I witnessed a tremendous amount of suffering. I watched a lot of very young men die. One of my rules was that the nurses were not allowed to cry. The wounded and the dying men in our care needed our strength, I told them. We couldn't indulge in the luxury of our own feelings. On the other hand, she said, I was always straight with the soldiers. I would never say to them when they expressed fear, oh, you're going to be all right. Don't worry. If they were on their way out, I never lied to them. She said, but I remember one young soldier that I didn't want to tell. He was badly wounded, couldn't have been more than 18, barely. He looked 15. I could see immediately that there was nothing we could do to save him. He never screamed or complained, even though he must have been in an awful lot of pain. And when he asked me near the end, am I going to die? I said to him, do you feel like you are?
He said, yeah, I do. I said to him, do you pray? He thought for a moment and said, well, I know now I lay me down to sleep. Good, I said, that'll work. And then he asked me if I'd hold his hand. And I said, yes. And as I did, something in me snapped. It became apparent to me that this kid deserved more than just having someone hold his hand. I'll do better than that, I told him. I knew I'd catch flack from the other nurses and the corpsmen, as well as the doctors, and possible jeers from the patients, but I didn't care. Without a single look around me, I climbed onto the bed with him. I put my arms around him, stroking his hair as he snuggled close to me like a little boy. I kissed him on the cheek, and together we recited his prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And then he looked at me and said just one more sentence. I love you, Mama. I love you. And he died quietly and peacefully, as if he were a little child going to sleep. After a minute, I slipped off the bed and looked around. I'm sure my face was in a fierce scowl, daring anyone to give me a hard time, but I needn't have bothered. All the nurses, all the corpsmen were breaking my rule, and everyone was crying silently, tears filling their eyes and rolling down their cheeks. And I thought of the dead soldier's mother. She'd receive a telegram informing her that her son had died of war injuries, but that was all it would say. I thought she might always wonder, how had it happened? Had he died out in the field? Had he been alone? Had anyone been with him? Did he suffer? These are the kinds of questions that if I were his mother, I would need to know. So later I sat down and wrote her a letter. I thought she'd want to hear that in her son's final moments, he had been thinking of her. But mostly I wanted her to know that her boy hadn't died alone.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and right now you can order custom graduation and wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for LaserCopy, whether it be printing or shipping. Check out LaserCopy's website at lasercopyinc.com and on Facebook. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, or call 358-3880.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump again pushing to reopen places of worship that have been closed or restricted because of COVID-19.
I consider them essential, and that's one of the things we're saying. We're going to make that essential. You know, they have places essential that aren't essential, and they open, and yet the churches aren't allowed to open, and the synagogues, and again, places of faith, mosques.
The president was speaking at a Bikers for Veterans event at the White House. President Trump says there won't be any lockdowns in the event of a second wave of coronavirus cases.
We're going to put out the fires. It could be, whether it's an ember or a flame, we're going to put it out.
CDC Director Robert Redfield says his agency isn't ruling out restrictions to fight a second wave. Authorities in Pakistan say two survivors have been found amid the wreckage of a passenger jet with 98 aboard that crashed just before landing today in Karachi. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Memorial Day weekend, and it's going to feel more and more like summertime. Today will be a hotter day with a high temperature near 90, a little bit more humidity, scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up in the afternoon and evening hours especially. Low temperature tonight down to about 69. Tomorrow, high in the low 90s. Sunday, low to mid 90s. I think we'll be near 90 on Memorial Day Monday with random pop-up storms each day, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Some towns get one, some towns don't. Not much change on Tuesday and Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old.
Denmark Show Memorial Day Edition.
There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace.
That last piece of Diane Poe was John Michael Van Dyke.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Folks, remember what this weekend is all about. We're remembering the folks who gave it all. Family members, those that died in a war but after a war. My father had a service-connected death after he served in the Air Army. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rick. Rick, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. And as always, I appreciate what you do for all the holidays, whether it's Memorial Day, whether it's Easter, all of that.
Well, thank you.
Quick question. Well, I got two questions. I'm like Sam Donaldson. Two questions.
Yeah, really.
Who usurped who? In other words, the governor or the mayor?
The governor is has authority.
Okay, so can Reed be more restrictive than what the governor's doing?
Yes, he can, and when you read the governor's order, it actually has a piece of it that says, and that this does not stop local ordinances that or local restrictions that are being done by the civil authority. Now, the problem is you could interpret that does that give the mayor absolute latitude? In Birmingham, what they did is the city council had to vote on the $500 fine for masks. A mayor could not do that unilaterally.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, I wanted to give this mayor every benefit of the doubt. He was elected by the people, and I wanted to give him that opportunity. But what I have seen so far, and This issue, you know, him being on Rachel Maddow, that just floored me. And this whole thing about the ICU beds, which was totally blown out of proportion. That's my editorial. Here's my second question. How do we nominate shows like yours? Because I never hear anything about how we can do that. How do we do that to where we can nominate shows like yours for awards?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I know that what they normally do is they'll take air checks and pieces of shows and give it to the Alabama Broadcast Association and let them listen to them, and then they'll give awards out to those. I've never put anything in for me in my 12 years I've done this.
Could we do it for you?
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. I try not to play that game because I think what happens is I think people get too award-oriented versus doing their job. I mean, if you look at my mix of what I do, it's like today is a special day. I'm trying in a very polite way to get people to kind of think about Memorial Day differently than cooking out and drinking beer. And it's just the same thing when I do in the 4th of July show, where I play the reading of the Declaration of Independence and the actual vote, and we talk about the history of what had happened on that day. It's I try to do it a little bit differently, and I'm a very fact-based, information-based talk show host.
Well, and Dan, that's exactly, I understand what you're saying, as far as the award and what ends up going, but your show, Dan, bar none, okay, is the most informative, fact-based show. If you want the scoop, they ought to be listening to your show.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, somehow that word has to get across the state. I think it does, because I hear all these people calling in who are listening to you on the app. So I think it does, but you really should be recognized for what you do.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. If the way I'm organized by what I do is by the number of people that listen. So the more listeners I have, then I know that I'm doing what I'm doing and people like it versus getting an award.
Well.
But thank you for the kind words, Rick.
Yeah, well, thank you for all you do, Dan.
Take care, my friend. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Let's go to East. East, how are you, my friend?
You know, I'm doing great, and I'm going to go ahead and second the motion. I think that you need one of those little bronze stars on your desk. And so we need to conspire about that, but we're not going to bother you with that today. You know that you've won the Hubcap Cookie Award, both of you guys. I mean, you talk about fact-based. I always feel like my IQ has gone up at least 3 points after listening to your show every day, and that's no mean feat. But seriously, I mean, people's IQs don't rise that precipitously, but under the best of circumstances. But look, I want to encourage all of my fellow talk radio listeners out there. I'm going to reiterate something that I said earlier, and that is when you call up, Dan Morris has taught us that you need to have your facts. Don't call in and say, hey, look up such and such. Don't do that. You look it up before you call in, because we're out here working. I'm not going to noodle on my phone while I'm driving my truck. You know, if you've got some salient information, look it up, call into the show, let us know about it. Don't use hearsay. Let's have the facts. You know, I turn into Jack Webb all of a sudden. You know, I just the facts, ma'am, you know. And that's what I dig about you, Dan, is that you steer us to the facts. You want the data. You want the facts. And that's the reason why you need to get that little bronze star. Right.
Aw, Ace, you're so kind.
Well, listen, you guys have a great week. We appreciate you. And have a meaningful Memorial Day. I don't say happy Memorial Day because a lot of people are dead. Have a meaningful Memorial Day and remember those that have given their lives for it. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Ace. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Let's do the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. We're running a little late on this.
And the winner is... Richard.
Richard, I apologize. You need to call me at 272-9228. This is the weekend, man. You're the man. You're the guy. You are going to have the best weekend going because you're the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Eric, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I have a suggestion on paying these politicians.
Yeah.
Why not just max out their pay on the average of the people they represent?
Well, you know, they tried to do that, but what they did is they made the pay not on the individuals. They made it on the household. And Alabama has a lot of two-income households here. So what you're doing is we're paying them based on the average household money versus individual money.
Okay.
How about that?
But that
shame on us.
That yeah. But, I mean, if your average is of people that you represent is $100,000 a year, then that's the most you can make as a politician.
Oh, so the people in Mountain Brook would make a whole bunch of money, and the people in Dallas County wouldn't do so well. I can tell you there are some Democrats who would not want to go with that one.
That's right, but they would have an incentive to increase the people they represent to, you know, increase their income.
Yeah, but see, that's the fallacy, is that government doesn't increase income. Government takes your income away from you.
Exactly. So that was all I had. I just thought that, you know, if they were restricted by the people they represent, then maybe they would be more inclined to make things happen for the people.
I appreciate the telephone call, and I want you to have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, you too.
Take care. Gary G. Hey, Gary G, you nice guy, you.
I don't tell everybody that. They might believe you.
I know.
I just left Sweet Creek, and you're taking care of. I got the other butt, two racks of rib, and half a gallon of his baked beans.
Oh, my God.
I'm set and ready. I just hope you enjoy your holiday as much as I'm going to do mine.
I am going to love mine, and one reason is because of your kindness and generosity.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that a lot. I do it, Dan, because I can. And I just wish more people would do for others as much as they want to get done for them.
There you go.
But have a big one. Happy holiday. Thanks for all you do. And Joey, thank you too, partner.
God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Gary.
La, 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 la,
we
la.
We have on line two.
Richard, the winner?
The winner.
Richard, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you, man. I'm sorry to cut you off yesterday, but I was going down in a hole on a mud truck, and I knew I was fixing to lose you.
Well, Richard, I want to tell you something. If there's a weekend for you to win the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, this is that weekend. This is one of the top weekends.
I would say
this Labor Day and 4th of July are three of the biggies. So, Richard,
hey, you know, you made me cry with that last section you did of the nurse.
Yeah, that in. I tell you what, that one, what John Michael does and what we try to kind of pull on the show, because if you think about it, is John Michael, my priest, and I were very good friends, and he was telling me that he was going to do this for a service about 2 weeks before he did it. He knew we thought the same way in a lot of things. And he said, you know, Dan, if you think about it, what you're doing is you're talking about not one veteran, you're talking about two veterans. One
right.
who loses their lives and one that basically cares for the other veteran. And, you know, when I started looking at it like that, it really opened my eyes.
Yes, sir.
Well, Richard, let me tell you, here's my only, the only thing I ask of you, and that is I want you to call me back after you go down there and you get all your goodies, and then tell us what you got and tell us what you liked and what you didn't like.
I surely shall, because it sounds good, and I've been there, and I love it.
Well, you have a great time, and I want you to have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Side hustle versus side hustler.
Dan, how are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing so good. I can't stand it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Getting ready for this weekend here. Just to let you know, I've got a grandfather who was a veteran. He's passed away now. He's a World War II veteran, and he was in the Navy. And I was talking to him about it when I was younger in high school, and he actually, like a lot of that generation, he actually lied about his age to get into the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And which speaks. Yes, there was, and there was a lot of not just him, but a lot of them that did that. But it just speaks of that generation of what it meant to them. I was going to ask one question. What's your thoughts on President Xi's donation of the $2 billion to the WHO? And my opinion, it's a whoops, I got caught, and it's like he's paying his own penance. But wanted to know, one, I think it's a very, very low value, a low amount of what he's paying anyway, but what are your thoughts?
Exactly. He's trying to buy a favor. He's trying to... what China will always do is they'll do something wrong, they'll accuse you of doing what they did wrong, they'll accuse you of doing, and then they'll play Mr. Nice Guy. And
right.
That is their M.O.
Yeah. The other part about I agree, that's where I was going, my thoughts were on that too. But the other part too is, where do you think that money will go to eventually with the WHO? It's not going to come back to the countries, in my opinion, I don't think it will, to the countries who are negatively affected by it, but it'll be washed up into whatever the WHO really does, which I'm not sure. I know what they're supposed to do, but what it what it really does and where their money really hits the ground, I'm not positive on.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I having been in Washington, D.C., things like the National Institute of Health, for example, what you have is a whole bunch of scientists and doctors who are just got their hands deep in the till. They come up with stuff so they can get more money. Everything is alarmist. Everything is, we're all going to die, and we're the people that are going to save you. And watch what WHO is going to do. That's what they're going to, you've got to have us. They'll spend as much money of that doing a WHO PR campaign than anything else, and then basically padding their own pockets. I think any group, whether it's climatologists, whether it's doctors, whether it's a group of professors, anytime you get that group together and they're controlling themselves, you are going to get a very bad outcome. Side hustle, I have got to go. Right, Joey? I got to go because I got to do one more break before I get out of here. Talk to you later. We're going to be back right after this.
Man, sorry about that. Lit up your world like the
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey and I appreciate all the kind words.
Really do.
You guys are way too generous to us. And we love doing this. Doing holiday shows is my favorite. We make something special for Monday, Thursday, and then Good Friday. Christmas is always a very special kind of week, but we're really going to get focused on the birth. And then 4th of July, we have a good time with, and Labor Day, and we get into the kind of the story of the holidays and try to give that to you. Susanna, huh? Yeah. Susanna. We got to give a shout out to Susanna.
Oh, and yeah, Eddie Vader.
Eddie's out here saying the nicest things about his wife. I've never heard of a man talk about a wife that glowingly.
Well, he needs to.
I have to. The kind of trouble that I stay in, I have to talk about.
So you have your own little house and says, Eddie the dog?
Actually, I added on to my house. I built a man cave a few years ago just so I thought I could have my special place. But she's taking that over, and that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, so no problems with that. It's a she-woman. She-woman cave. Yeah. So what are you guys going to be doing for the holidays?
Actually, I'll be showing houses Saturday and Sunday, but Monday I'm trying to get my mom and her husband to come up and we just have kind of grill out and enjoy some time together.
There you go. That's the way to do it. Joey, I want to thank you guys for a great show. Sure. Guys, we're going to end with John Wayne and the story of Taps.
Excellent.
And guys, be good. Be safe. Listen to the replay on Monday at 12 o'clock, but Joey and I will be back in the saddle Tuesday at 12. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Grab your dough, the great. He's next. Adios.
It was July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. For 7 faithful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. Sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky. For Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born. But those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.